What up, everybody?
What up?
Hey. Strainwreckers.
Hey.
Hey.
Larky.
Uncommon Sense.
We got special guests.
Glasper.
Kicking it. Glasper's of Hella Dangle.
What?
Any other affiliations you want to shout out real quick?
Crown Lion. Uh-huh. Crown Lion Productions. That's about it, actually.
Word. Got him in studio. Just, come talk some shit with us. But yeah, we're gonna, do our thing. What happened? What's up this week, guys, that you want to talk about?
What's shitty in EDM right now?
Should we fire it off with...
Everything.
Well, alright, yeah, let's fire it off with what's shitty.
Seriously, and then we can come back.
Because we were talking about, just a minute ago before we got on mic, we were talking about Connor Cruz, Tom Cruise's kid, just posted a mix to SoundCloud a couple of weeks back. I think it was, I'm looking at the Facebook post I made. May 24th was when I saw it. And the thing that got me about it, it wasn't necessarily Connor's mix, because actually it seems like he kind of knows what he's doing. Went through, I skimmed through it, but it wasn't my kind of music, but it was phrased nicely. Mixes were clean. It was a well put together mix. He actually kind of spent some time and got it. But one of the first comments that I saw was this dude, and I'm just going to call the motherfucker out. Shots fired. C's Amaze was just butthurt.
Yeah, I saw that. He was so angry over it.
So upset that this dude was, you're terrible, and you're just riding on your dad's name. And so I'm like, okay, well, C's Amaze better be fucking amazing if you're going to call dude out, because it was a decent mix. And I go and listen to it, it's the exact same music.
Really?
So homeboy was just pissed off. Just frustrated and mad that Connor was going to rise on his dad's name, and there was nothing C's could do about it.
Yeah.
And which is the bigger point, for me, why you gotta post such because this was some hateful negative shit. It was like a two paragraph fucking.
Really?
Pissed off. Just comment. Bro, you have too much free time.
Yeah, right. You need to be working on your mixes.
Yeah, go work on your shit and step your game up. And it doesn't matter who your daddy is.
Yeah, use that as fuel. I don't understand people who take the time to post negative comments. Unless it's something just terrible. Even still, don't be negative about it. Be constructive.
Yeah, well, I'm just on somebody else's dreams.
Right.
Let them do what they're doing. I mean, it might be, how do you know they've just been doing this for a month or six months or whatever, and they finally got the courage to put something out there, and you're going to just try to shit on it right away. And
yeah, that's putting it up in hopes of some real feedback.
The internet isn't friendly for constructive criticism.
No, this
it really is,
true.
Is not.
This is
true.
Regardless who you are.
He had to know that he was going to get some kind of blowback because
of course.
Was talented.
I would hope so.
I mean, I would hope that Tom isn't so crazy that he wouldn't say, look, son, this is what's going to happen if
But Nicole, because I think it's not Suri, so it's got to be Nicole and Tom's kid.
Right.
And Nicole seemed at least a little more grounded. I mean, she's still a fucking Hollywood celebrity, but I don't think she's a Scientologist anymore, and I don't think, But, I never understood, somebody taking the time to be negative, and the one that gets me even more, because I still...
Well, I gotta stop. There is, on the flip side, when it's situations like Paris Hilton.
Oh, well, that's something.
And it's just you're just a fucking goofball trying to capture a moment or something.
Capture a moment.
Oh, she's about to recapture a moment.
I don't dig anything about Paris.
No.
She gets on my nerves
highly,
but, she captured that moment. She has had her time in the sun. I don't know how bright it is right now, because I don't have TV.
Oh, it's about to come back.
Happy.
Yeah.
And,
she just got signed to fucking Cash Money.
Why did you tell me that, man? I was really good at, being,
You closed off from it.
Yeah, it was under circumstances I probably don't want to talk about now, but I missed the whole Spice Girl thing. I missed that. So that was okay
Spice
with me.
Spice World up in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was okay with that. It was cool. And
this
I would have been
worse.
Okay with not knowing that.
Oh, you're gonna not be able to not know about it.
I know. At some point, it's going to...
Lil Wayne putting out Paris Hilton's house album.
Oh, come on. God.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like the worst thing possible.
Well, you know what's good about the good thing about it is it's got Come On, Gremlin. I think it's going to help in as much as her appearance down in Brazil or whatever helped speed up EDM's popularity. It's going to help its demise.
I think it helps its demise more. Especially, God, when the guy, like, the meme of the dude reaching in for the mix on his shit.
That was amazing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's, I mean, it's going to help the EDM bubble burst. Like, that article, I read this article a couple weeks back, or actually not even a couple weeks back, a couple days back at this point, where this dude who, he writes about music, but he has some sort of expertise in finance. I think he writes about it or something. And he compared EDM currently to the dot-com bubble and the housing bubble.
Yeah, absolutely, because it is a bubble.
Yeah, it's fully a bubble.
Now, yeah, I mean, it's really a sad thing the way that companies have tried to monopolize on. I mean, I knew it was going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
I said I wasn't after hip-hop. And, I mean, when hip-hop wasn't all that popular. Mm-hmm. It was popular, but it wasn't popular, you know what I mean?
Yep.
But then all of a sudden it was a mainstream, you know?
Yep. Shit.
You know, it was in commercials.
Yep.
You know, mm-hmm. Other, you know, rock stars would reach across the way. And then even, mm-hmm. you know, the sounds of different genres would change a little bit because of hip-hop.
Yep.
You know, those beats are popular beats.
And that's just coming back around with the EDM. I mean, fuck, Taylor Swift has a fucking tune that drops into EDM for a minute.
There's a guy that my job, I'm not going to say where I work right now, but he is totally into Taylor Swift. That is his girl. He loves her.
Wow.
He calls
wow.
her Tay-Tay.
Oh,
Jesus. Wow, right?
Don't tell him about this podcast.
I will not. I promise you. I'm not.
I might.
It's funny because he's like kind of like my boss kind of.
I don't know.
But whatever, dude. He's into Tay-Tay, and I'm not digging it, really.
No, I can't handle that shit.
It's like, well, I kind of have to, because if it's on, if he has control of what's going on at the time.
Oh, God.
He'll play a whole album and sing
That's
along.
Horrible.
Oof. Sing along?
He'll sing along.
That should not be what a grown man is doing.
Oh, he's grown too, and he's just. So, hey, this one right here, I think this one is about. She's writing this about her dad right here, man.
Oh, looking like deep into the Taylor Swift lyrics.
Yeah, right, finding meaning.
How old is Taylor Swift?
Like 26?
Really? No, she's not that old.
No?
She's like 22 or 23.
Yeah, she's a youngster. Her first album was like, what, 14 or 15?
Yeah, that's true. No, she's just been rolling through dudes so quick lately. I just was like,
every time she makes a new album,
every new song is about another dude.
About this podcast. You know, I'm so mad you're talking about his little Tay-Tay.
Sweet little innocent Tay-Tay.
Yeah.
Fuck Taylor Swift.
Sorry, yeah, fuck Tay-Tay.
Yeah, well, hey. I'm mad at you.
You know, I mean, it's just case in point of where fucking EDM is right now. And, you know, I'm so glad that distinction, like we were talking about a couple episodes back, the distinction between EDM and the rest of electronic music. Like,
right.
Keep it. Give it a name. Label it. Partition it. Keep it away from it.
Yeah, they have to label it if they want to market it.
So. Right, it's part of the branding process.
Yeah.
Right. Because,
like, for me, EDM encompasses bro step, mumbacore. Like, the deep soulful mumbatone is still good, but it's outnumbered by the noisy Dutch synth mumbatone.
Yeah.
The fucking anything labeled complextro. Most drum
step. I don't even know what that is.
Like, Skrillex is complextro.
Really?
Complextro. Or Deadmau5 or whoever else.
Okay, I don't listen to those.
Yeah, no, I don't. And it's all the shit I don't listen to. So, yeah. Label it EDM, package it.
It's funny, I don't watch TV, I don't listen to the radio. Not really. I try not to.
But we've talked about it before, it's like happened with other genres.
Oh, for sure.
If you look at punk rock, like.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
They're still making like commercials with punk rock. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like that.
Exactly. And it's so far removed from what was punk when we were kids. Like,
definitely.
Yeah. Like, yeah. The Descendants is not the same as Sum 41.
No. No.
Whatever.
Right.
And, yeah, it's a branding thing. But the article was really interesting because the dude actually, like, sat and made some really good correlations between, like, how he's like, obviously you're not buying stock in EDM, but this dude, the dude who just bought Beatport a couple months back, is like super heavy into Live Nation, and Live Nation just put in money into Ultra and EDC. Like, yeah, EDC is,
yeah.
EDC crossed the pond this year. There's an EDC London. Mm-hmm. There's EDC London, New York, Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta, Miami.
That's wild.
Vegas.
An American festival.
Yeah.
Is going. Well,
and vice versa. Creamfields is coming to the U.S. this summer. And another one, there were two of them from over.
It just goes to the money behind the name.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to be the same experience at that point.
No, you're not going to get the same as fucking Creamfields. No way. That shit, from what I hear, back in the day, was an experience. Just like EDC back in the day, like, I went to the sixth or seventh one, and it was like 03, 04, so it was still pretty basic, massive rave kind of vibe. Like, it wasn't like it is now. And I, you know, like, even that was pretty cool. Like, it was, we were like, this is the commercial rave, but
yeah.
It was still pretty fun.
Right.
Now you couldn't fucking pay me to go to an EDC. Like, it's just gonna be nothing but way underage kids and glitter and nothing else.
Yeah, I can do without all that.
Doing way too many drugs and all the DJs playing the same exact tunes that all the other DJs are playing. Like, fuck that. Like, go to some underground shit.
Well, it's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
Well, when the bubble bursts, that's what will be there. Hopefully.
Yeah, exactly. It'll burn out, and just like we were saying before, like, just like for every Sum 41, there's still fucking, like, what, Choking Victims still touring, aren't they?
Well, you know, like, okay. Take hip-hop, even though there's still, like, all the commercial shit is still out there, you know, the overall, like, huge bubble is not necessarily burst, but it's not really as strong as it had been.
Mm-hmm.
In previous years, you know, it's starting to calm down a bit. But, you know, there's still, you know, you got good underground artists that are still doing things. They're not so underground, you know. Mos Def, I guess he changed his name.
Yeah, I forget what he changed it to, but yeah, he started...
Yasin something, Yasin Bey, I think.
I heard a rumor of a new Black Star.
Really?
It was a while back, and I haven't heard anything since.
He has, like, the Fugees thing.
Right. Well, Lauren just came out of hiding for a minute.
Yeah, I heard, like, that's all the crazy. Shows have been, like, weird and not awesome.
I kind of expect that.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I can, too. And I hate to see that that's what it is here. I just
hope she don't end up having to go to jail, because that's just not right. Like, they were saying, even after she paid the money back, they were still going to make her go to jail. Which, that's just some bullshit.
Yeah.
But, what else? The Traxman thing.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. Peace out to Traxman. Fucking... All right. Do a Google... Planet Move Traxman fundraiser, and donate if you can. So the story behind that is, I'm probably going to get details wrong, but I think it was a home invasion robbery, and he wasn't even trying to be, you know, like, a hero about it. He was just trying to be safe and get out the way, and ended up getting shot, either, like, arm or leg or something like that. Like, nothing.
Leg.
You know, leg?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was his leg.
Like, he's... Had to go to the hospital, but I'm pretty sure he's home now. Like, he's on Facebook hustling still.
Right.
Doing his thing, you know, but...
Damn.
Homeboy needs some help paying for those bills, so, you know, if you can... If I think of it, I'll post the real link to it. But it's, I'm pretty sure, through Planet Moo, Mike Paradinas, which, that's cool. Underground label taking care of their artists. Helping put together a fundraiser and get some of them bills paid for, because fuck, man. Dude's a legend. And, kind of like a fucking savant. Like, you said you saw that video, didn't you say you saw the beat, him making a beat video?
Oh, yeah. Holy crap.
I forget what it's called. It's something like Beat This.
It's like 12 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Really? 12 minutes?
This
short video, it's dope, though.
Yeah, it's this crew out of the UK. They do, like, a weekly YouTube show. Mm-hmm. They get a DJ and just have a mix for an hour and put weird backgrounds up behind it and whatever. And they heard about Footwork and they were digging it, so they took a camera crew out to Chicago and just tried to document as much like Footwork and battles and talking to artists and getting interview information and shit as much as they could. And they did, I think it was Traxman, Manny, and somebody else, I forget who else, Heavy D maybe, where they sat down with them. They do this challenge where they give you 10 minutes to make a beat. Like, you can prep some shit, you know, you can get your samples in order, you can pick out what you're gonna do with it, but and EQing and all that shit is later, but the basic writing of it, write it in 10 minutes, and they film it, and as they're playing it back, they have you do like a commentary. So the Traxman one is crazy, because he works on nothing but an NPC.
Bro, seriously.
Watching him tear through that, like, he's, you can tell, dude's been on that thing for 10 plus, 20 years, you know, at some point, he's just like whipping through the samples, and he's like, yeah, yeah, you know, I'm running out of sample space, so I record my shit at double time and then just slow it down when I need the sample, but that way I can record it twice as fast and it doesn't take as much space up on the hard drive because it's a shorter sample length, so, you know, you go back through and you fucking, you know, you trim up this That's part and you cut out this part and throw it on the pads and yeah, he just tears through this fucking thing and 10 minutes, and it's crazy to watch him work, because you're just like, why would you think to do that? But like, like some of the shit that he's, you're just like, why would you do that? And then at the end, they're like, the timer's up, they're like, all right, timer's up, you want to play it through? And like, there's this fully formed 3-minute juke tune out of just chaos for 10 minutes.
It's
just
like,
where did that even come from, dude? That's amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it was pretty tight. Yeah, check that out. And then, fuck, man. I just fell into a Footwork video hole the other day. So much. Just search fucking... Do yourself a favor. Go on YouTube. Search Walla Cam.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, my God.
Fall down a Footwork hole. Like,
yep.
Really?
Yeah. They do these weekly battles out there, and they'll get two of the Footwork crews, and just... It's like a half-hour-long video of, like... Like Rashad and Spin and whoever else, Traxman and RP Boo and shit, spinning. So the music's on point, and then teams of five dudes just battling Footwork. Like,
wow.
Battling hard, and it's so insane. That shit is like. That dancing is on another level.
Yeah, it is.
Like,
yeah.
I thought popping, especially the really recent shit, too. Like, you look at some 6-year-old, 7-year-old videos, and it's amazing. But the, like, 6-month-old videos are like, what the fuck are you doing smoking in Chicago?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and it's cool, too, knowing all the violence and all the craziness that's going on in Chicago right now. And yeah. Just to know that rather than picking up a piece and standing out on a street corner, these dudes are like, let's handle our shit on the dance floor. You know, like... Let's keep it peaceful. And they'll work out... Like, I was listening to Spin talk about it in an interview. He's like, they'll work out their aggressions and then, you know, by dancing and get up in each other's face and, like, really fucking go at it. And then after the music stops, they're out in the parking lot, like, shaking hands and, like, patting each other on the back. Like, yeah, dude, you killed it. You killed it, you know? Like,
man, that's cool, man.
It's tight. It's tight to see that shit.
Yeah, yeah. That's way better than the alternative.
Right?
So what other articles have come up when we were digging through? You know, there's something else we talked about.
Let's take a look on here. We had the Slow Phone article. Oh, Liam Gallagher talking about Daft Punk. I mean, we could just use that to talk about all the glut of Daft Punk articles that have come out recently.
I mean, stop with the remixes.
Yeah, I'm done.
I was done before the album came out with the remixes.
Like, it's either the best thing in the world or it's the worst thing in the world. It's either saving EDM or it's the sign of the death of EDM. Like, and it's not even that good of an album to be that divisive.
I mean,
to be honest, you know? Like, it's good, but... It's not like the second coming.
Yeah, I'm listening. Well, no,
I haven't even listened to it.
The skin genre. Yeah. Or whatever of.
Especially not anymore.
No. You know. Too many things going on. Too many.
That's too many my things. Opinion about yeah. it. With all the weight that was trying to be put on it, it's like. It's fucking 2013. There's yeah. so much shit going on right now.
So much.
Daft Punk is going to be in the Daft Punk bubble that's Daft Punk. It's going to, they're yeah, going to have the, I mean, okay. the people, who people who are wanna, eager yeah. to get it.
Mm-hmm. And then touring on the back of it is yep. just going to, you know, spawn another crew of fans that are just exactly. as diehard as the last. And that's good. I mean,
I don't think the state of electronic music is really. I don't think Daft Punk's dependent on that
no.
for what they need want to do.
No, all. I think it's got more to do with the bubble and all the fucking people who could give a fuck that are pouring money into it right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to... Because when they don't give a fuck anymore and pull their money back out when the bubble bursts, like... I mean, Daft Punk's still going to be doing their thing.
Exactly. They're not going to go... Records, you know? It's not going to change, you know?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, I'm not even paying attention. I'm just focused on fucking super underground shit. If it's got a synth that sounds like it was made in Massive, I don't really want anything to do with it anymore.
I think I've waited more for the Boards of Canada that's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Than so, Daft Punk.
Yeah, the Boards of Canada. That was just... That's how you work the internet and build yeah. some fucking hype. Like, that shit's insane. So, did you hear about that shit? They, on World Record Day, on April 20th every year, they do Record Store Day.
Mm-hmm.
They placed six singles in six different record shops around the world. Just one copy in each record store. And it was just brown paper on the cover, and then there was a series of six sets of six numbers. And on each one, a different set of numbers was X'd out. And then there was, like, just dashes in the rest of the spots. So, like, together they all made one long sequence of six sets of six numbers. And then by typing that in on the internet somewhere or on a special page, it brought you to a video that played their first single off the new album.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. As, like, the single itself, like, I found out later, the albums themselves mm-hmm. actually were just repeating strings of numbers. Like, holy it's, like, shit. White noise and then the numbers. Because on the cover, remember, like, I saw the picture of the one cover,
mm-hmm.
and it was dash, 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 x, 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 mm-hmm. dash, dash, dash. So the x's represented the numbers that were being chanted on the single.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
That's, like, crazy.
That's some cool shit.
That's ridiculous.
What if that album comes out and it's just like polka? It's like, we wanted to take things in a different, you know, we take it in a different direction. We're all about polka, cumbia polka, crossed with skiffle and Mediterranean folk. It's just like wow. unlistenable. Or hour-long bagpipe solo.
Wow.
Boards of Canada, why?
It'd be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it'd be, or if they just did that, and then, like, a week later, they're like, nah, we're kidding, here's the real shit.
Ah, gotcha.
Gotcha!
Funny.
That'd be pretty nuts. But, you guys want to take a break, and, come back, do it. Some What's Hot in the Streets, and... Call it a show?
Call it a show?
That's the show, motherfucker.
Good God. Yeah, sounds good.
Word. All right, we'll be back.
And we're back. No. That's gonna fuck with you later when you're trying to chop shit out.
And we're back.
back.
And we're back. And we're back.
And we're back.
And we're back. That's hilarious.
Fun editing.
No one else knows what's hilarious. Just
so really, we're back now.
We're back.
All right.
Back.
So yeah, we
Back in black.
Back, bro. My bro is back.
Raj.
Raj. Raj for Hajj.
So, we know you guys dig gear reviews, and Larky just happened upon a killer piece of gear.
Cop the Pioneer DDJ SX, and
it's the shit.
It's my new baby.
It's the first piece of gear, like, controller-wise, in a long time that's made me even consider selling my techs to pick it up.
Yeah, I mean, I had the VCI 300 before this, and the big selling point on that was how portable it was.
Yeah, that thing was nice in that regard.
But this, I mean, it's like every button corresponds so nicely to the software. Like, it's just, I mean, it feels like the Serato DJ software is built around the controller and vice versa.
Pretty much.
Even though there's going to be other controllers that come out using it and whatever, but it just, yeah, it's perfect, I think.
It's like the APC to Ableton.
Yeah.
At this point in the market, it definitely is.
And you don't ever have to touch a computer, that's the other thing. It's like that same aspect of just the APC, like that.
Yeah.
I mean, the...
So yeah, to break it down, it's a full controller for Serato's new DJ software, which is basically like a cross between... what was the other one called? The one that you had to use on VCI?
Oh, Itch.
Itch, yeah, it's like a perfect cross between Itch and Serato Scratch. It's now just simply DJ, and some people think they're going to just integrate it so that it's all the same fucking software, which would be smart.
Yeah.
It's really solid and stable.
Yeah, it's a stable, it's a full-size, dual, basically a replication of dual CDJs and a four-channel mixer with a sampler built in.
The mixer's standalone too, which is cool as
which
shit.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, it's basically a DJM.
Yeah, I was thinking actually tomorrow night.
800 or something.
Possibly, because they have decks at the spot, right?
Yeah, they have decks there.
Like, maybe just running the turntables through that. Because I want to use the turntables, but I do like that mixer.
Do it.
So, do it. They'll be fine.
Yeah. And then we can just, I mean, then we'll all be set up and ready to rock, and nothing will have to be fucked
that's
with.
That's awesome.
Because it's all you.
So that's dope. So what we're talking about is running two techniques into this controller, and it's going to run as a basic standalone mixer. Which,
because it is a big piece of gear, there's a lot of times where it's like taking a piece of gear like that to certain booths just isn't possible unless you remove other things. So the standalone mixer, it's like, okay, that can be there, and you can run the decks right through it. Mm-hmm. It's super convenient.
Although... Tube's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about that.
Doing it at that location. Their DJ booth is one of the worst. Have you ever seen the back, like the Tube's DJ booth?
No.
Holy fuck, dude. It was the worst rat's nest of cables.
Oh my god.
It's terrible. It's so bad. There's cables that aren't plugged into anything, just wired around other cables.
It's just like, hey, here's a bonus cable. We figured your cable needed cables.
Oh my.
It's like a junk drawer threw up.
It's like, wow. I hope you aren't high right now. Oh, you're a DJ?
Yeah. Oh, you're three beers deep and need to swap something out?
Exactly.
Fuck off.
Wow.
Yeah, it was rough.
That's amazing.
But this controller, to loop it back real quick, fucking totally destroys. Like, I could see this being an installation type piece eventually. Because seriously, if you're a club owner, you just set up a house computer.
Yep.
Set it up to a house this, or just, you know, pull the USB out.
I mean, because it feels like a CDJ.
It feels exactly like a CDJ.
I thought the drum pads on it, or the pads might be a little cheesy initially. They're implemented so well into it.
Yeah, no.
It's perfect. Great.
Yeah,
it's nice enough and easy enough that I have to stop myself from playing.
The only downfall there might be an option, but that I haven't found out yet, but the only thing that I didn't really like was the needle search. Thing,
oh,
touch,
yeah.
Strip needle search. They basically the length of it represents the start and finish of the song, so anywhere you touch on it, that's where you jump to in the song. And if you accidentally bump it,
yeah,
in the middle of just like moving the wheel or something, it's
I think my complaint about it is I love that feature. But the effects knobs are like
right
really close to it, so it's like, ooh, that could get dangerous.
What would be
you
what
should
I would
have
just
to hold down shift or something.
I was just gonna say that. It would be cool if there's an option just tech a box and then be able to just hold down shift or something. That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I fucking did it at Bungalow like 3 times.
But I saw somewhere that there was some kind of an upgrade where you can hold shift down and one of the roll pads down and then hit your finger on the needle search and it goes to an untimed roll, so it'd be like
oh.
But I do not know if that's on like previous software or newer software, but I saw a video where a dude did it on a DDJ SX. That might be a newer version of the DDJ SX too.
With the slip shit on too, that'd be sick.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking crazy.
Because it has this thing, it has the 8-pad. Well, it looks like, you know, two CDJs sitting next to each other with a 4-channel mixer in the middle. Full round of effects, like on Serato. A couple built-in effects onto the mixer, like a full filter sweep. Like, it's basically like DJM 800.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without, like, the flange bit crush, because those are put on the tops of the CDJ.
Which shows their ends of the software.
Yeah, it's done better.
And
then eight pads
underneath.
On each one.
Which are assignable to... We've really only fucked with the rolls.
And then there's the dual deck thing, too. So...
Yeah, it does... you can't opt it to 4 channels.
Each one represents 2 decks on your Serato.
Either of you really started playing with that yet?
No, and you can also activate dual deck, which means you're controlling...
4 at a time.
2 at the same time on one hand. So, like, if you scratch 2, they both scratch together. And if you turn it off, then you can get 4 tracks running... however you want them.
That's like even in the simplest way, you could set it up so you start you get your personal drop and put it on the one, and like as you're scratching a tune in, you're scratching in your fucking name.
It's basically set. I assume they did it so you could have 2 tracks playing and have 2 acapellas
mm-hmm.
on the other 2 tracks,
mm-hmm.
and then all your samples, because there's a sampler too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can put all your name drops in the sampler.
I didn't even think about acapella.
I haven't even messed with the sampler yet. And then the other function on the 8-pads is the beat grid. So it's the first function then is 8 cue points. That as soon as you tap anywhere while the song is playing, that's your cue point.
Way deep on that and do like drumming shit.
Yeah, because that's for tone play shit and all that kind of crazy shit. And then the next function of them is rolls with like... you know, 1 bar. Or like I think it goes all the way up to like 16 bars. Yeah. 16 bar... Mm-hmm.
16th note up to
all the way down, and then you've got the beat grid, which I'm sure you can customize that, and then the other one is what's the other one?
I don't remember. All I've ever done is the roll so far.
Oh, your sampler. Yeah, the sampler. So you get 8 samples per pad. I'm sure you can have like...
And then
I'm sure
like
they can be as long as you want.
Dedicated fader for the sample volume.
So yeah, because on... Sick. On basic, like on my version of Serato, you can load full songs into the sampler.
Mm-hmm.
So you basically have 16 songs running and then scratch over the top of it.
That is overkill.
It would be. the one I like is the slip feature. I still haven't even fucked with it, but it's a cool feature where you push down the slip button, and when you touch the platter... you can start scratching with any point in the song, and as soon as you let go, it goes back to playing where it normally would have been. Which, craziness.
It also works with the play pause button, too, like that. So if you were to, like, have a section with no drums, and it was just, like, a cool pad sound, and you could set your vinyl break or whatever really long, so it's like, beer, and then watch the drop come up on your screen, and then just hit play, and it'll be like... right back into the song. I actually saw my friend do that the other night when I was playing, because he has one too, and I was like, that was really awesome.
That's sick as fuck.
He just like turned on slip real quick and did that, and I was like,
what?
Good to know.
Cool trick.
So in other words, go buy this shit.
Yeah, seriously. It's pretty fucking
it's
awesome.
Fun as hell.
It's really fun.
It's footprint. Easy. isn't much bigger. It's smaller than two CDJs next and a mixer for sure.
Yeah.
What, it's like...
It's a big footprint for a controller, though.
It's big for a controller, but it's probably... I mean, it's only a turntable deep.
It's
about
the size of an APC 40 and a 20 sitting next to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it. I was going to say, like, a turntable and another 4 inches.
Yeah.
Like, it's about as deep as a turntable and 4 inches wider than a turntable. About the same height.
Yep.
Yeah, it's... if you got a grand, it's definitely... Got a grand and you want to go to the controller route, like, it's pretty much everything you could need. Definitely lots of ways to expand, you know, you can get crazy with loops and...
Or I think, you know, I think another thing, it's like, if CDJs and a mixer aren't your budget too, like, it's a great piece to cop if that's, like, something you want to get used to also. Yeah. See a lot of people going that route with this, because you buy two CDJs and a mixer, it's going to be...
$2,400 Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I was looking at I was reading a thread on one of the forums I go on, and somebody had posted, like, you know, I got a deal on these turntables, or I can get two CDJs. What should I do? And it wasn't your typical, like, CDs suck or vinyl's better or whatever kind of debate. It was just like, it was one of the better ones I've seen because it got real practical.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, you're going to go to a club, and you're either going to be playing on Techniques or CDJs. So, first off, either buy Techniques or Pioneers, number mm-hmm. one. Then just go with what feels more comfortable with you, or to you. And to be fair, like, most clubs are going the CDJ route.
Definitely.
If you have this thing at home, you're going to be just as used to CDJs as if you were, say, sitting playing on CDJs every day.
Yeah.
Like, basically.
Yeah.
Like, they feel... identical.
The play pause and the cue button in the same spot.
Yeah,
the wheels are smaller.
But not noticeably.
Not noticeably. It has the same lit dial in the middle with the track, reading where you are on the track and how much is left.
Yeah, I mean, it's very similar.
They're very, very similar.
And I would be surprised if you couldn't seamlessly go from this to a set of CDJs.
Yeah,
I agree.
And the pitch slider is so awesome, man. It's not too touchy at all. It's super easy to hit any... you know, whatever point, whatever.
Yeah.
BPM.
It's a lot of fun. So, what's out in the streets, gentlemen?
What are you jamming?
I've been jamming,
What is in those headphones?
A lot of SoundCloud mixes.
It's kind of like, it's gonna be summer mix time soon.
It's getting there. Hip-hop-wise... I've been digging No Can Do's free mixtape, Tits and Explosions. It's fucking dope. No Can Do's a really good out there MC. And the beats are all like LA beat scene cats, so it's like experimental ass beats with experimental rhymes over the top.
Hell yeah.
And dude's opinionated and fucking shit's solid. It's just, yeah, it's a solid one. That and the... But I think we talked about it on the last one, A Chance the Rapper.
Ah, so good.
You heard that yet?
What?
Chance the Rapper,
no.
Acid Rap?
No.
It's dope.
Yeah, it's
seriously?
Yeah, it's free on SoundCloud.
Okay.
Stream that shit. It's so good.
It's its own vibe. It's really cool.
I kind of hope he gets cats. Like, nobody will be able to hit his shit, but I hope he gets cats trying to copy just because that's a direction I wouldn't mind if hip-hop went.
Yeah.
Very trippy rhymes, but dude's on point, and like, yeah.
His voice is hella unique, too.
And that new, I haven't heard all of it, but the fucking LP Killer Mike shit's out.
Oh, I didn't even realize that was out.
Yep.
That's out already?
I believe so.
That's awesome.
I saw a flurry of hashtags on Twitter, and I saw more than just the freebie that they gave out. I heard more than just the freebie that they gave out, so I'm positive. I'm pretty sure it's out.
Oh.
But yeah, that, yeah.
The Whittler's been putting out a bunch of tracks just recently.
Yeah.
Like, once a week, just new one, and they're all free, too.
His SoundCloud is a fucking goldmine of free music right now.
They're not downloadable through the SoundCloud download, but if you look close, he's got SendSpace links for all of them in the descriptions.
Nice.
Gotta pay attention.
Been jamming this Buzz Trillington EP that came out... on DoAndroidsDance.com. It's like 7 songs. It's called We Keep It. And it's pretty much all 100 BPM. It's pretty dope. And it's just like, that's such a good site, too, for sourcing music from. Yeah. Do Androids Dance is just...
Shouts out to DoAndroidsDance.com. Seriously. That's a good blog. I like that they're heavy on the D&B, and like I've been saying...
Well, I came across this EP initially just on their SoundCloud. They have a really nice series of releases on their SoundCloud.
Oh, the Dad SoundCloud? Yeah.
Yeah. Solid.
Yeah, that's a good one to follow. I just hit play on there once in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
Who have I been following lately? Oh, Metalhead started doing that weekly rinse show. I've been getting on those.
Nice.
And then the Ohm Unit shit. Yeah, that's what's hot in the streets. That most recent Ohm Unit show, it's like a week old, and it was just fire from fucking start to finish. It's once he's like slyly, like I didn't even notice the change. Starts at 160, and by the end of it, he's at 170. And it's all like footwork jungle.
Nice.
Hip hop. But that UK vibe of it, the deeper, more like, not really, but kind of burial vibe. Like, but it's, yeah, it's good shit. So much good footwork jungle coming out right now. Just footwork in general, and yeah. Just hoping. Like, I keep thinking to myself, like, I hope it doesn't get bastardized and, like, fucking taken for a ride, but then I remember that there's 20 years of history, and there are gatekeepers that are kind of, you know, like, this is our shit. Like, don't fuck with it. Like, it goes too far from the norm and they disown it.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of falls off, which is wonderful. Like, there's quality control in footwork. It's kind of odd to say because some of those tracks sound so fucking raw. But it's true. Like, just by virtue of what it is, like, you can make the hybrids all day, but if you want to call it footwork, that shit's got to cut mustard.
Dude, these neighbors across the street, that's what's hot in the streets. They are basing right now.
I know, right?
Just fucking
moving.
Yeah, more than one way. Yeah. Probably so.
So, you got anything you've been listening to? Anything you've been checking hot lately?
You know, really lately I've been listening to the new Aesop Rock, Kimya Dawson thing. They're doing the album Included. And they're actually going to be in Portland in like July.
Yeah, I saw that Aesop Rock is playing Kaleidoscope Festival.
I saw that too, yeah.
Alright.
No, I saw that came out. I haven't had a chance to check it yet, but yeah.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's cool.
Nice.
I think Aesop sounds better than he has in a long time.
Nice.
You know, it just sounds, you know, it's, yeah, it's good stuff. Really need to check it out. What else have I been listening to? I do a lot of SoundCloud. I do a lot of searching on SoundCloud and stuff too. I've been checking out Spec One's new stuff that we got this crew.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Checking out some of their stuff that they've been doing, and I was digging that. I like those kids.
Yeah, I was gonna shout them out.
Yeah, I like them. They have some pretty good mixes going on their little SoundCloud and stuff. I don't even know if it was downloadable. I haven't been checking that lately. A lot of times I'm at work, so I'm like doing it off my phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, let's see what's on my, you know, stream, and then I'll like play it for a little while, and then I'll be cooking, and I'll hear something, and I'll go over and look at it to see what it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, so a lot of names escaped me at this point in time. I think I was just favorite, you know, clicked it as a favorite so I can come back to it later.
Yeah, dude, that was so much shit.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll like shit throughout the day and then pick one to listen to on the
road. Honestly, I've been at work. I played that last run of Sonic the other night.
Shit.
The 4. Because, you know, I'm a poster up at my job and stuff, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
A lot of That's people awesome. Come to Foster Burger Dog.
Hell yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so we can pub that. I don't think this will be out. unfortunately, before we do this show, but not like fucking tons of people from Portland seem to be listening anyway, but we're playing Astree with Glassworks Crew, Hella Dangle. We're doing an all Bronisonic night that's gonna be fucking fun as fuck. All of us playing Ghost Mode, doing some artwork.
Just a takeover night.
About that.
Yeah, the last time we played, we've got. I want to tell people about the dude. His name forgets me. The dude who does the visuals.
Oh, that's a Cerebral Theater.
Yeah.
The company that does visuals.
It's like mapped out.
It's a group of individuals that do it. It's just been. The same gentleman has been coming.
Nice.
To the freaks that we've been doing there at Astree once a month. But it's a weekly, so they do something every Tuesday. And it's a good alternative because, you know, a lot of things are shutting down right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's a good alternative. It's a good place to, you know, come out. And I mean, the staff is really awesome. Like, the bartender's really nice. The security's not a jerk at all.
Well, fuck, at Ash, I mean, our crowd coming in there, they're probably like,
whew, yeah, they're like,
chill out tonight. Astree's a notorious, like, punk and metal bar.
Exactly. Like. And they've been really nice to us. They've asked if there's anything they can do. He hit me up today. Asked me if there was anything that, like, he could do to, like, make my, you know, job easier, basically.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
And, really, there's not. They've been awesome, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So,
Yeah, no, sound is great.
I'm really excited to have...
I'm stoked for tomorrow night.
Bronisonic Crew come out and do something.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun time.
It's just, it's really encouraging when it's, like, everybody, like, is a producer. Everybody's music. That's awesome. You know, it's cool to have DJs and stuff, but to have producers, to me, is where it's at. Why wouldn't you? It doesn't make any sense not to. There's so many people out producing right now. You know, and there's a lot of people that are actually doing it pretty good.
It's encouraging.
Like, a ridiculous amount of talent.
It's like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, they say there's this bubble, but there's just, like, underground that's so, like, vast and, like...
And it's flourishing. So
and
much.
It's still flourishing, you know. And it's, and to a point, it's riding on that bubble to a point, you know what I mean? But it will survive any kind of bursting, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think that bubble is strictly for the
Skrillex.
The quote-unquote EDM shit. Like,
right.
The underground will always be. I mean, we've already gone through.
It's just like hip-hop. We've said
that. Yeah, exactly.
It's all that. Rock, even, you know, there's a lot of good rock.
Exactly.
Going out. My friend is in a black metal band.
Yep.
And they have shows all summer long. You know, he had them ready, like, in the middle of winter sometime.
Wow.
He's already booked. You know.
Yeah, no, we use punk and metal on here as a comparison a lot of the times because they've got a very similar thing going, you know, like,
absolutely.
There's definitely super commercial metal and punk,
absolutely.
And there's definitely super commercial electronic right now, and
absolutely.
Just happens to be right now, they feel like pouring the money into EDM, because the money's being returned, I mean, fuck.
Right,
when,
absolutely.
When you've got, what was it, like 50,000 a day at Ultra for fucking two weekends in a row, like, that's 200,000 people spending hundreds of dollars each a day. Like, I mean, fuck.
Yeah.
The math is probably just depressing to think about, really. I mean, what? Ultra was probably, let's be realistic, Ultra was probably 25 million in direct profit, not without anything taken out. But then you take out the talent, maybe $8 million, and then pay for the rest of your shit, another two. Like, fuck, of course.
We'll play for free.
We do a lot. Some drinks. Maybe get us dinner and shit.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, and we will always be wanting to push our music on people for fucking whatever it takes. Yeah. So like, we ain't going anywhere. Absolutely. I ain't worried about it.
You know, just awesome if people come out and kick it. You know, exactly. What I'm saying? It's gonna be fun. You know, we've already done a couple of events there, and they've gone well. You know, as I say, both of them went well. You know, they weren't. Crazy blowouts, but it was like the first couple.
One that I played was a lot of fun.
People showed. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I left with a bit of money I had, and I split it with the people that played. And that's just how it goes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's so many talented artists, so it's like, it's just about the exposure. They just want to go have a good time, get down.
Absolutely, you know? And that's awesome and stuff. And, you know?
I think that's kind of the thing, like, we can talk about bubbles bursting all we want, but there's always going to be people who like keep the underground alive because of the community aspect.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, it's there just has to be a part of community, but I feel like we're doing it.
Yeah.
So why not make money at it? And if we make money at it, if the thing is, the whole community can rise. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When the tide comes in, all those rise, right? Yep. So it's not like we can't make money. It doesn't have to be a ton of money.
Right.
I'm like, saying, let's all make money.
And you know, surviving off of something you love isn't a bad
exactly
thing.
Exactly what everybody should be doing in their lives. I don't care what it is that it is that you love. Well, I care what it is you love. You might love some of that. So
I don't want to be associated with this.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you love foot fetish videos, maybe think, you know, about something else to do.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right. But well, there's a lot of work.
Do you?
You know,
there's a lot of that's a slippery slope.
That's true. Exactly.
We just lost all of our audience.
Slippery slope.
Delete.
Yeah, right?
No, but for real, anyway, like, I like the bubble analogy because it makes me think of, like, you know, like a big bubble floating on some water. Mm-hmm. And we've never been above the surface of that water anyway. Right. So that bubble popping ain't even going to affect us. It's just going to get rid of all that bullshit above us.
Right.
And we can get back to being serious about it. And the thing also is, like, because you saw it in that there was that late 80s almost dance music thing that happened, and then there was the mid to late 90s almost one that happened, like, you know, some Robin S shit and some fucking some CC Music Factory shit.
But it never fully to the top, you know, but all throughout that, you know, there was stuff happening
and there were those like that piqued the interest of enough of us, or, you know, kids who might not have even, cause like where I grew up, I would have never even heard of dance music had it not been CC Music Factory on the Top 40 station, and go, wait, there's something about that I dig, and then later heard something that I was like, oh fuck, that's like that, but it's way better, you know. And then, and so there's kids out here now, they're probably hearing Skrillex and being like, ah, my older brother likes that shit, it's terrible, but 5 years from now are going to hear some underground shit that they're like, oh.
Oh, yeah, wow, okay, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Because how many times have you heard that from a friend where you're like, they listen to pop music or whatever, and then you play them something, and they're like, oh, I didn't know electronic music could be like
that. Yeah, I play them like,
you know, I thought it was all like X.
Even some trap stuff, yeah. Like, there's not even lyrics to this rap music. Like, <that. laughs> Yeah, there's not. It's well produced fucking music is what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's kind of starting to show with D&B having this little bit of a resurgence right now, is like enough kids who were 14 3 years ago when Skrillex hit listened to enough of that bro step shit, and now they want something a little more intelligent, and all of a sudden drum and bass comes up and they're like, oh, whoa, what's this?
What's this?
Whereas, like, well, if you just heard that straight away, you're like, oh, like...
It's almost like a progression. It's too fast. It's a progression that you have to go through to get to the goodness. And it's all good, but it's like they'll hit, you know, like, for me, it was like I heard the Top 40 stuff, and then I was like early 90s. So it was like a lot of house music. So or the house stuff, you know. All that old stuff, you know what I mean? Like house music, like deep Chicago stuff, you know. And I mean, I love that stuff. And hey.
Ghostmo dropping in.
He enters.
Just enough time to give his what's hot in a minute.
Yeah, but yeah, listen to all that stuff. And then I remember we were in somebody's house. There was a DJ there. And they were playing some Moving Shadow stuff, you know, back in the day. And he was just like, you know, nobody will dance to this. I said, are you kidding me? I'll get out and dance to that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And another girl that was hanging, oh, yeah. You know, she's probably drunk or something. I don't know. Who cares? But, you know, they were like, yeah, well, yeah. And so, slowly but surely, like, they started playing jungle, mainly. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of jungle that they were playing. And, you know, that you break into warehouses and, and play shows, and there'd be like one or two lights and fucking.
That's fuck yeah. I'll
get back to that.
That was really. Yeah.
We're all like pining for that.
We totally like, yeah, where the police came and the guy, his dad was a lawyer, so he was, oh yeah, we have permission to be here, blah blah blah. And he's talking to the other, oh yeah, and you can call the office, here's the number, blah blah blah. It's Saturday night, there's nobody at the office. But they're like, oh,
alright.
They left us alone. And we were totally, okay. And then later on they opened up some stuff there, you know what I mean? Like a couple of weeks later, or a month later, or something, I don't know. But yeah, it's just, you know, it's cool to see. It's cool and a little bit depressing at the same time to see where things have gone, you know, depending. There are certain aspects that are awesome, and there are certain aspects that are...
Freedom of venue, you know, that you can't do...
I think, well, if you're a certain age, there's always going to be, like, that bittersweet nostalgia to it, yeah, too, where it's just like...
Yeah. When you're below 18, breaking into places or doing whatever, you're like, you don't give a shit, and then, like, after, you're like, oh, I can go to jail.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah, well, fuck, I wouldn't... You couldn't get me to break into a warehouse now.
No,
no way.
Yeah,
I'm way too old for that now.
But I would totally rent that shit and make it look like I broke in.
My back might go out.
You know. I might find
tweak an ankle or something. Man.
Can't run like I used to.
Yeah, gained a little weight, man. So
hopefully, there's like 15-year-old kids listening, breaking into warehouses,
throwing raves.
Oh, but it's funny, like you're saying, we used to always joke, like, you graduated to jungle.
Yeah, like, I did. Like, I was just like, whoa, what is this?
Like,
this
house was awesome. Elementary.
I will dance to this.
And then drum and bass was fucking high school.
Yeah, right.
You know, that shit was... Because you had to understand it, like, and I was fucking 22 and full of shit, but, like... You know, like, it wasn't something you could just... You had to be acclimated to it. And, now I think... Like, I was talking about this on that same board. We were talking about controllers and shit. I was talking about the fact that, like, I think trap music is doing a lot of that work right now. Because, yeah, you've got your cookie cutter fucking super basic shit.
Yeah.
That's basically some really generic southern rap beats without the vocals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But there's the craziness that you guys play. Like, the super progressive experimental shit. Right. And then, like, some other shit that I've heard... That's just like out there and interesting.
And there's just like
different rhythms and like fucking
weird BPMs
and synths all over the place and crazy breakdowns that make no sense and like, but in a good way. And like, if you're a good like some of the better DJs, like, or the opening DJs for those better DJs will play that shit and get like the See You Next Tuesday crowd or, you know, like some of these, you know, name any Trap Night Across America crowd that came to hear some rap into that weird shit and then after listening to that for 6 months they hear some drum and bass, it's not so alien and foreign, it's actually a little like I've noticed you listen to a bunch of drum and bass or you listen to a bunch of trap and then listen to some drum and bass is almost tame.
You know, well,
it's a little more
fluid, you know. Crossover,
and it's just because it's a relative thing, you know.
It's accessible.
Yeah, it makes it more accessible.
You know,
and then through that, here's some footwork shit that's basically trap and jungle put together.
Yeah, right. And
like, hey, footwork don't seem so crazy.
Exactly. And then you start,
I think you could go to footwork. I would see people getting into footwork before they did drum and bass.
Oh, I've seen a lot of it lately. Like,
I can see that really quickly, the people getting into footwork and juke and stuff.
Absolutely.
Before they would get into drum and bass. That I think that would move them into drum and bass.
Yeah, I think that the juke footwork thing definitely leads it. Once you listen to the juke footwork, because it's so raw and intense and like...
Mm-hmm.
There's not really a lot of rules to it or anything, and so it's just like all over the place. And then you like, after listening to that, and then you listen to some drum and bass, you're like, oh, all right, this makes way more sense now.
Yeah.
Like, it like all of a sudden you're like, oh, this falls into place. I know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like back in the day, I used to hear, I don't know how to dance this. It's too fast. How do I dance that fast?
It's like, People
might come to me on the dance floor still and ask me, how do you
Well, I haven't,
that,
I haven't heard.
Figure it out, asshole!
I'm like, you do it like this, and then I dance.
Recently, I heard it. Somebody said it about some juke shit, and I was like, oh fuck! All right,
dance
well, there
the
it is. Like, it's the same exact thing. Like,
you just gotta
it
dance.
Is. Like, just find the fucking snares, dude.
Seriously. Yeah, dance the negative or something.
Halftime is one.
Halftime it.
Bounce to it. Then you'll find it. It's easy as fuck. Fun as hell, too.
I ain't gonna hold your hand.
You ain't got a footwork to it, because that
well,
shit's insane.
Well, you know what it takes is it takes, like, one or two people to know how to dance to it on the dance floor, and then everybody else gets it.
They're like,
I really want to find, like, if any, I'm putting the word out, I've been trying to put the word out as much as possible. If there are any actual Chicago-style footworkers in Portland, find us. Like, I want to find some of you, I want to get some of you to teach some others of us to fucking how to do that shit, because for real, like, even if I did it half-assed, it'd be fun as fuck.
Right.
And, like, I've seen some dudes breakdancing in this town that, like, you would not expect. Like, when I played Proper Movement, this circle broke out with three dudes, and, like, they were all, like, mid-30s. Like, one of them had a tucked-in button-down, and just, like, started... It was like fucking homeboy in Office Space. Like just all this just like sets his pint of IPA down and fucking proceeds to bust it into like
backspin.
Crazy windmills and shit and ends it on a backspin, like cross his arms and like cross the leg up. Like perfect.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the turtle.
Right? You know? Like I know there's people that dance in this town. It's just
for sure.
Too much PBR has made them feel like they can't do it anymore or whatever.
There are, but at the same time, Portland's kind of a city that's too cool to dance.
No, that's what I mean.
Oh,
yeah,
my
like,
God.
It's like people who used to dance moved here.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, well.
Well, there's like, I...
Oh, shit.
No one else
they
is dancing.
They get to smoking on that gun. That
well, that
Oregon is famous for.
Yeah. Just staring at the floor,
and
like, wait.
Whoa, and this is all I wanted to know. I was wondering why people would drive
and
so
beer
slow.
And
you know, they drive slow, and then I got it after a while.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, the time here.
Maybe that's what we need. Like, we've been trying to think, like, you know, the genre that's going to really hit Portland. Maybe we should come up with, like, some 50 BPM fucking just drawn out fucking...
People don't do it. I mean, Chopped and Screwed has it. Because a lot of people don't like... A lot of people don't even like Chopped and Screwed. I don't see you getting them to listen to, like, drone music.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we put booty samples over the top of it really fast.
All right, that does it right there.
Booty, 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 booty. No, just pitch down booty samples.
Booty, 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 booty. Booty.
Taters, 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 taters. Get the strippers to dance to it, and it'll be all good.
Yeah, that'll be what I'm
dude, and like, for real...
Stripper song.
Oh, fuck. We need to open a strip club that plays music at 50 BPMs, because, like, that would make every lap dance better.
Yeah. Yeah, for
strippers
like,
would
this
make
song
a ton
is
of money.
8 minutes long.
Yeah, it's...
No, we build it like...
Not one
just,
song is under 8 minutes.
It's just 16 or... Actually, that should be perfect, because all you'd have to write is 32 bars.
Yeah.
It'd be 2.5 minutes long.
Yeah, you see, I write things in 160, and then I just drop them to 50.
A 4-bar intro, a 4-bar body, a 2-bar breakdown. The whole shit's 20 bars long and it's 2.5 minutes. You burn through 20 tracks in an hour and you're fucking straight. All the strippers love you because they make $100 a song.
They have payment plans on songs.
By the end of 2014, we'll be talking about the fucking strip music burst bubble bursting. Not the EDM bubble bursting. Like, it'll be slow motion.
I'm surprised with
next
Portland
summer.
Being as popular strip clubs that more and electronic music that it has not ran into each other yet.
Because all the producers here are nerds and don't really go to the strip clubs.
Yeah, but I feel like strip club owners would be like, hey, you, come DJ here. Like,
you would think, but it seems like, I'm like, not that I've even
been to a
bunch DJs. Of
them,
but yeah, they're all like...
Yeah, well, you know what the thing is those DJs don't have control that
yeah,
much.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And you know what? Most of the DJs that are, what they would be booking are horrible on a mic, and you need to be good on a mic.
Yeah,
that's true.
Well, and they expect the horrible.
Look at
that's
Bambi's
they,
new
they,
today.
They, yes. they expect yeah. that horrible crap. That
yeah.
Girl. You know why? I know, because I did it for like... 3 weeks or something.
And don't
like,
the strippers
like,
request
well,
the songs
need,
anyway?
Yeah, yeah, they're like, oh, you have this or you have this. I'm like, no, look, this is what I have. You know? I look through there, okay, play this. And then they're like, hey, how come you don't have Cowboy? Like,
I'm in love with the stripper.
Why don't you have that? And I'm like, well, because.
I was,
but I was like, yeah. That's not for me.
Because I don't want to be ashamed of myself.
Yeah.
Like, so I didn't really.
I had it the next week because they kept asking me for it, so I went and downloaded it off of something. Or,
I really didn't think I'd need
somebody
needed.
Coming to the stage, Methelina.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
yeah.
God.
That is true. Oh, I don't see why, like, the super singy ass dubstep shit isn't played in a strip club more.
Well, they all, like, seem to...
That poppy dubstep, like...
They just
start to a little bit.
Well, it just seems like it would be, like, someone open it, like, marketed it from the beginning. Like, okay, this is your, like, it's basically a club strip club. Like, you're gonna go hear DJs, and there are strippers.
And the strippers will be dressed
like
stripper
like,
well,
and shit. I heard like it's aren't the stars or something they had somebody trying to do something
there's
there,
building
like,
space for
some kind of party
okay.
Like and have actual DJs there. So
like 10,000 square feet.
This, I mean, I know
whatever,
they,
but fuck,
at some
man.
Crazy.
Point they did something. I don't know how good it was. I think it might have been dubstep at the time, and they were doing something at a strip club where they were having people come in and play. And girls just dancing to it.
Dude,
I didn't check it out or anything. Like,
no, for real. Like, you're right. Why has nobody done that shit?
Yeah.
You should have a full blown like crown room crossed with fucking.
Oh
sizes.
Yeah. Let's get like Miami up in this bitch.
For real. Have like an elevated fucking thing so they can walk out over the dance.
We need
floor.
Girls
that
in cages.
Like,
no.
That night.
No, for real. Girls
night,
in cages.
House
in
night, trap night. You know, moon baton night. All
oh,
the
no.
shittiest genres nights.
Would that be would be a good night. All the shittiest genres.
You know,
just call that your night.
No,
all the
it,
shittiest genres.
Just call
oh
it bubble. Bubble.
Bubble.
Yeah.
Down
and we're just
bubble.
Gonna run it into the ground.
Come down the
bubble burst.
Bubble burst.
Not play anything
yeah.
good. Like no
bubble
juke.
Burst.
Like we would have like signs on the DJ booth. No, nothing good allowed. No.
All requests taken.
All requests taken. Please play Skrillex 4 times an hour, and just try to run that shit into the ground as hard as we can.
The sad thing
yeah.
is,
you can make a ton of money and
we'll
burst
make
the
it
bubble
for
ourselves.
1 month.
Yeah.
We would.
We'll pay the lease for 1 month.
It would probably we just probably want to kill ourselves after like 2 months though because
yeah.
it would just be totally working and not ruining anything.
We would all
and
invest
it would be the hottest shit, and we'd just be like,
headphones.
Fuck.
I've heard levels 5,000 times
because you're making that money, but at the same time, it's killing you inside.
Right.
Right.
Every time I walk in this place, my soul is dying.
I hear Skrillex and Damian Marley one more time.
I'm gonna kill everybody.
I have to listen to a VG.
So did you guys already run through what's hot in the streets?
Oh!
All
but yours, what's hot in the streets? What you
oh.
got?
Shit, it hasn't came out yet. It'll be out by the time this does. Action Bronson's tape drops.
Oh, yeah.
June 11th.
That's gonna be sick.
Harry Fraud, Action Bronson. That shit's gonna be hot.
Love those Harry Fraud beats.
What else about? I've been jamming some shit. I don't know. Just listen to rap music.
Listen to rap music. Ah, yeah.
That real shit. Yeah. Ooh. I don't know. I've been...
That Harry Fraud tape for... What'd you say?
That Scion one? Yeah, that... It's Harry Fraud High Tide. That shit is...
That editing can suck a dick, but I like the way they did it, to be fair.
Yeah. I mean... Well, the thing is, you think he put out Adrift, like, a month earlier... And that was, like, full-blown, like, gangster rap tape, kind of. Like, he had features from everyone cussing, like, drug-dealing songs. But, like, he puts out a 5-song that's edited. And I can deal with it, because Simon put it out.
Well, that, and the way they did it, it wasn't like they re-recorded the vocals. Yeah. It was just, like, somebody had... Actually, it sounded to me like somebody had one of those.
Yeah.
A DDJSX, and was just hitting the roll button whenever they swore.
Yeah. I wouldn't even be surprised if Fraud put all the
He probably went back through and just was like, brr, like, beat repeat or something.
Because he's like... he seems meticulous about how he... Do not have... Oh. I don't have one. Seems meticulous about how he runs his samples and stuff, almost, it would seem.
Yeah. But Word, you got anything else?
No, I kinda... I'm
trying to think of what other... Ghostly appeared. There's another hip-hop one I thought I heard, but... Oh, there's a new I Am Sue tape. I haven't had a chance to check it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it just came out.
I haven't checked that. Gangsta Boost tape was legit. Trying to think of what else I listened to. There's another one. I heard of this guy, KR. I need to check out this. Any of you heard of KR? I just heard about this guy. I need to check him out. Apparently, he's got a tape.
Oh, if you want to watch some funny ass rap videos, look up Lil Dicky on YouTube. Dude, so many funny.
Oh, yeah, that shit was fucking
silly. He actually has a full blown, like, raps the entire story plot line of The Lion King to a Lion King
beat. Oh, my gosh.
Pretty gangster about it, too.
I don't know if that's gangster.
No, it's good. You have to hear it.
That's not.
No,
gangster.
It's still good, dude. It's still
like,
good.
It's the Lion King.
Dude. I know, but
I'm with you. Yeah, that's not gangster. That's Disney.
I know, but
that's the opposite of gangster.
It's pretty good.
Well, you not hear really. It.
No,
that's I don't want to speak up gangster, on that.
Right? Really,
that's pretty gangster. Let's just leave it at that. I don't want the Disney Corporation coming.
Yeah,
Disney Yo, is gangster.
Oh, there was
say Disney ain't gangster.
They're gangsters can be.
Ghost, you heard of this shit? You heard of this dude, Millie Mars?
Millie Mars sounds very familiar.
He was on, or they played one of his tunes on Shots Fired. He's on Bandcamp. Look up Millie Mars. There was a fucking track on there that sounded like it was being wrapped through fucking a gravel-filled tin can.
That sounds awesome.
And like hard-ass, like '90s fucking Rage Against the Machine style beat.
Ooh.
It was crazy. Uh-huh.
I'm down.
And hard as fuck and good, yeah. And like the whole tape isn't, it's not all like distorted as fuck and shit like that, but the whole tape is hard.
Hope that not every song sounds like Carter.
But no, it was actually one of the first time on Shots Fired that I actually rewound the fucking interlude music.
Yeah.
And I was like, ooh. I gotta hear that shit again. Yeah, it was hard.
That's legit.
Millie Mars. Yeah, Millie Mars, No Can Do, those are mine. You checked out No Can
Do's. Yeah, No Can Do's tape was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was I forgot to mention that actually I think last time we I don't know if we
it wasn't out yet
yeah
it was just about to come
out. It was just about to come out and that tape was awesome
watch for the new Brown Sonic if you're in Portland and you're psychic or have a time travel machine come to our show tomorrow night come to Bungalow on Fridays.
Yep.
And listen to some funky ass music and sit by the fire in a fucking hammock.
Yep.
Place is dope.
Every Friday.
Is Ash Street weekly or monthly?
It's weekly.
There's every Tuesday, even though we're not going to be playing every Tuesday, come and check out.
It's not going to be holding every Tuesday either. It's this 4 different crews.
Nice.
That's what's and up. Every week. Somebody does something.
That's legit, actually.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
That's a great way to like rotate out a month. Like,
and it's everybody there. Everybody who does their shit deserves support. It's all dope crews.
That's how BC's does it. We go to other crew stuff. Pan Zen does a lot of live PA stuff.
Reactionary does one.
Right? Reactionary does one. MoPro with Mossy. He just started doing stuff, and I think we have a good group of guys that are like looking to do more.
Nice.
I think that this everything's starting to move a little bit forward. we're actually been getting flyers and starting to actually really try to promote the dang thing, you know, and make, make it a viable thing. Especially with everything that's been happening in Portland lately, we really just need to try to find some new places and places that are cool about it. And actually, you know, because we have our own sound system, but we haven't had to bring that in to this venue. That's really nice. I would tell you the speakers are heavy. That I don't have to around. But at the same time, I kind of miss the boys. Those things are so awesome.
I mean, knowing that place is a punk bar, I was happily surprised on how nice it sounded in there when I played last time.
Right. Well, they got a lot of their stuff. You know, Plan B shut down a while back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the guy that was doing the stuff there is all now over at Ash Street. And a lot of their equipment has gone over to Ash Street as well.
Oh, I see.
And so their sound guy is a really good guy. The guy who's usually there on Tuesday nights, he's very professional. Any time people switch up, he's there to make sure it sounds the best of the system.
Yeah, it was nice. There was no noticeable difference between DJs.
So, like, looking back, they're like, where's the sound guy?
I'm missing that cord. I'm happy to not have to take KV2s down.
For sure.
Hopefully, we'll be doing some other things this summer. Hopefully, in collaboration with Bronsonic.
I'd like
to do some park things. I want to do some things in the park. I'd like to do Sundays in the park. I think it's a perfect day. It's kind of traditional.
Yeah.
You know, the Sunday park party.
Hell yeah.
And I don't know if that's going to cost us, but I mean, that.
We can see what's up.
We'll see what's up. It'll be awesome. I would love to do that.
Bring
some people in. This filmmaking Miss Eliza's coming back.
Word.
And that should be awesome.
Yeah, that was, what were you looking at?
July 17th. We're going to do something. We don't know exactly where.
Yeah, details
to come.
You have a Facebook for Hella Dangle, right?
Yeah, there's a Facebook. You can like us or you can friend us. You know, we got in before they like started, you know, really trying to get on the names before, when you try to get on.
Doesn't sound like a name.
So we got in before all of that. So you can be our friend. Basically, we get a couple of friends every day. You know, it's awesome.
Yeah, look for Hella.
I think some people are just looking to get as many friends as they can.
Hey,
yeah,
I'll take it. Or take one. Will you come to this? You can find us on Facebook, and you know, if you Google Hella Dangle, everything is us.
Yeah.
we're no other companies that I won't mention.
If you Google and go to images, you might get some other things.
Well,
Hella Dangle, no.
Really?
Yeah, I've done it. I've Googled it and I've done the images thing, and not like you would think. So get your mind out of that.
I was nervous.
I think some earrings might have popped up.
Picture of Archer yesterday.
Really?
I was thinking it would be something more.
I was thinking of the dog yesterday.
Bronsonic, you know where we're at. Facebook, Bandcamp, SoundCloud. Each of us individually can be found through the Bronsonic shit.
Train Records. Come to your house too. Huh? No, we can even come to your house.
Yeah, shit. You want to pay for us to get out there? We'll fucking come rock your shit.
We'll break
your beer.
We'll break shit.
Yeah, let's see.
We'll try to
get hired all the
time. No. Let's throw that out there for real. We will come to your house and we'll drink your beer and we'll probably get the cops called, but it'll be a fucking good time.
Yeah, right.
For real.
That's
a story.
That's something that's real.
That ticket's worth it.
We did something not that long ago. We brought the KV2s out to somebody's backyard, like not far from here.
Oh, dude, there was that
and
fucking...
Nice. It was on the Mississippi Street Fair.
Nice.
Coming up again soon, too.
Yeah, and we did something in the backyard. Like, they just went around and just said this was happening. And, like, it's not. It was right off of Mississippi, like a block off.
Okay. That's the and time to have
them,
it.
They let them go until, like, I don't know, 10:30.
Nice.
And then they kind of was like, hey, you gotta, okay. And they shut it down. But they had it rocking.
Fuck yeah.
Like, KV2 is just...
Yeah,
it
you
was
can
fun.
On Mississippi yeah. Street Fair, you can like bump all day, and yeah. they won't really. And then like you know, once they start closing down all that stuff, then they'll maybe.
How
get
soon
on
is that coming up? Well, maybe we should.
I think it comes. Yeah, we'll talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's other stuff.
We should wrap this shit up. But yeah, Facebook Train Wreckers Podcast, Train Wrecker Pod on Twitter, thetrainwreckerspodcast.com. And that's it.
We out.
Peace.
Peace. Motherfucking wiggling.